Get ready to become happy again. You're about to undergo surgery curing your toxic faith. Transformation is for everybody in the church, members and preachers alike. I promise you, you're going to be ecstatic when you realize just how much excitement there really is in hanging out with God and being with Him. I realize most of us are tired of being hollered at just to stay awake in church. Most church members will gladly go for something different. Truth be told, most pastors would love something different too. I read an article once by a pastor that said, if you're bored in church, that says more about your spiritual condition than anything else. So I stayed quiet and just kept on going to church for years, just till I couldn't take it anymore. The pastor I'm bored mentality became mine. For a long time, I was afraid to admit those words. I loved my pastors too much to tell them. I was afraid that I would sound irreverent and disrespectful. When I'd had enough years of staleness at one church, I'd simply visit another one. Finally, I'd find one that I could get excited about again and grow a little bit more until that growth would stop. And then I'd be on the lookout again for another church. Finally, when personal issues took center stage in my life, I started sneaking out of the church and started seeking God more for myself. I became less dependent on pastors. I was amazed. Sneaking and sneaking. I found God was truly innovative. He was unique, funny, and awesome to be around. Being with Him was like being on my favorite roller coaster, the Texas Cyclone at the old Six Flags Astroworld in Houston, Texas, back in the day. I discovered God wasn't boring at all. Our church just made Him seem that way. Anyone who has ever written on one of these, remember seeing the sign posted in front. It would say, warning. Persons with high blood pressure, severe back problems, or other serious illnesses or injuries should not ride this machine. Please remove all glasses, caps, orthodontics, and loose items in hair or on clothing before getting on this ride. Keep all hands, feet, arms, and body parts in the seat at all times. For those of you who still enjoy a good ride, or those simply who wish they were still able to jump on one, transformation is just for you. What do we have to do to get God to move? This is how I see church today. God is trying to take us somewhere. It's an exciting ride. The best part is He's not going to drop us off where we got on at. He's here to take us where we've never been. But the church is filled with so many preconceived religious notions handicapping our faith that not many people want to get on the ride. People are running from church instead of running to church. Why is that? Perhaps it's because in the church, we've got all these religious issues. We've put our God in a box and no one can figure out how to get Him to come out. We've made Him an idol, something to put up on a shelf where none can touch Him. We've fixed our churches so that no one can live in them. The best we can do is visit them from time to time. What do we have to do in order for God to move? Maybe that's the problem. He's already moved.